Okay, Shalom Aleichem, Abba Yisai. We are in Cheves Halvavetz, Bezos Hashem. Sha'ar HaKnia. We're still in the middle of discussing what are the points to contemplate in order to gain the Midah of Knia, of feeling humbled before Hashem. So, we'll habitually briefly recap. Perikei. Number one was contemplating your beginning, your humble beginning. Number two was contemplating your vulnerability, your helplessness. Number three, contemplating, a person contemplates his end and really pictures it in very graphic terms. Number four, contemplating how inadequately, how much Hashem is giving to us and how inadequately we are living up to that. Number five was contemplating the immensity of what it means to be in Hashem's presence, how nothing is a major overstatement in terms of what we are relative to Hashem. We're standing in His presence to try to contemplate that a little, quite how immense that is. Number six is contemplating how we see in the Sifrei Kodesh, in the Kisrei HaKodesh, in Tanakh, how we see Hashem's lack of tolerance for the Hori, and Hashem's special favor for the humble. Now, there's a point to be made about that. And that is that, it's like the way Chazal put it is, that Ha'olich b'koyim ha'skufa kilu d'chek ragi shechina. If a person walks with his nose in the air, a person walks a little too straight. So it's as though he is crowding out the shechina, so to speak. It's as though he's crowding out the shechina. Now, what does that mean? So what it means is that this is a general principle that it's like the Kotzker Rebbe said, right? Yes, where is Hashem? Where is Hashem? We don't know the answer. Hashem is everywhere. But the Kotzker Rebbe said, where is Hashem? Wherever you allow Him to be. Which means that there's a lot of profundity to that. It's not just a sharp vart of the Kotzker Rebbe. This is a very, very chashuv yisod, that the Shechina will be present to the extent that we relate to it as present. The more we consider the Shechina present, the more it will be there. Now, what does that mean? Hashem is everywhere. Hashem is everywhere. But yet we know that the Shechina's presence is more strongly manifest, is more intensely manifest in some places more than others. Sometimes more than others, right? Not the Shechina is everywhere, but at the same time we're told that the Kaisel is the Makam HaShechina, that the Shul is the Makam HaShechina. What does that mean? The Shechina everywhere? The answer is that yes, the presence is more intense in some places than in others. And in those places, the Shechina is more accessible. The Shechina is more... Exactly. It's the same principle. The principle is that the more real Hashem is in your mind, the more present Hashem is in your mind, the more conscious you are of Hashem, the more He'll be there for you. It's all the same Yisrael. That's right. So, in places where there's, you know, more of a Hashra'as HaShechina, Kaisa, the Beis Knesses, in a home where there's Shalom Bayis, right? In such places, the Shechina is kviyachol more accessible, more attentive, less distanced. So there are places where the Shechina is more present. There are times when the Shechina is more present, right? You know, there are times that are more auspicious than others, right? Just talk about Shabbos, day of the Shechina, right? And there are also people for whom the Shechina is more present. There are people for whom the Shechina is more present. And if you want to take just the simplest way of approaching that, how does that work? The more you are connected to the Shechina's presence, the more the Shechina's presence is a reality in your mind, to that level, Hashem will actually kiviyachol make himself there for you. That's why, for example, as Sfarna says, it says, right? If you're going to act immoral, but the point there is not immorality. The point there, Erbaz Dover, is really talking about excrement, right? Person goes to the bathroom. So it says, if you're going to go to the bathroom without inhibition, you are acting with abandon. You're not acting the way you would act if there was a great presence there, right? If you do it bashfully, trying to minimize, you're acting, you're relating to a presence. The presence will be there. If you do it with abandon, whatever, I'm by myself, who cares? You'll be by yourself. That's how this phone explains. If you're acting in a way that shows that, as far as I'm concerned, nobody's here now, won't be there. If you act in a way that shows someone is here, the someone will be there. Someone with the capital S. So now we come back to Chazal, right? Chazal say that Ha'olich b'kaimas kufa, it's as though he's crowding the Shekhinah out. We understand what that means. If a person is walking, feeling like he's on top of the world, he's obviously not in that great presence. He's not sensing that he's in that great presence. So he's crowding the Shekhinah out by not sensing that. Whereas when a person walks subdued, submissive, because of that great presence will be there all that more intensely. And therefore, Taka, we see the psukim that are indicating that Hashem is kiviyachol attracted to, favors the humble. He'll be there with them. He'll be there with them. Mashmi, what is point number 7 to contemplate in order to gain this midah of kniya? Kesheyir'e tapuchos inyanei abruim ba'olam. When you see how transitory the world is, history is. And how you can have a nation that's on top of the world, and then you fast forward a few decades later, it's gone. If not mamish gone, a different nation is now at the top of the world. That's the story of history, right? How many nations were there that were riding high for more than a couple of hundred years. A couple of hundred years is the most generous. Great, great, great empires who were the last word in the world's advance, right? Gone. Roman Empire was the world. What is it today? Right? Etc. So, note that. Okay, and also, atokas anashav meinin el inyan. Also, how status changes so easily. People are extremely wealthy. You fast forward 20 years, we see this all too often. Off the map. Still around. Off the map. People who are very famous. People who are leaders. World leaders. Fast forward 20 years, still alive. Off the scene. Others have taken their place. Whether because they were elected out, right? Whether because they were overthrown. Or whether simply because the world dynamic changed. And whereas they used to be in a position of power, nobody really, they're still the leader of that nation, but nobody really pays them much attention anymore. So this is another, it's bringing together a couple of things here. Let's see. You can have a nation that's thriving and all of a sudden it's moved off the scene in order to make place for a different nation. Usually not all of a sudden, but it's a steady pattern, right? Of nations being moved off the scene to make place for another one. And where is it all headed to? It's all headed to the same place, death. Okay, so now, Yikana, if a person really senses this, he'll be humbled. He'll never feel too haughty about anything material, because you see, when you look at a bigger picture, look how fast, you know, even when you talk about mighty empires, look how fast they come and go, they come and go. If you're looking at a span of, instead of being stuck in the here and now, you look at a span of 500 years, and you see how the mighty come and go. And then you think of, wow, look at my great successes. So you have the, you know, the successful people in this world like this, right? And then you say, look, I already got to here. Also, you're going to be bigger than the Roman Empire. What are you so excited about already? The idea is to get a broader perspective in order to put ourselves. Right? Remember, I quoted my history teacher who said, you guys are a tiny sliver in history, tiny insignificant sliver in history. Hey, he shouldn't have been saying that to a group of 10th grader Yiddish boys. Should have been explaining to them their significance in history. But for our purposes, if your place is in the material world, that's where you're going to achieve, that's where you're going to gain your fame, so then, yeah, do take that approach. A tiny, insignificant sliver in history who no one will have ever heard of in another 300 years. So, a person doesn't ever feel like he's really leaning too heavily on anything material. His perspective is right. We are pawns in Hashem's game, kiviyachol, in this world. This is not really our place anyways. Hashem put us here for a brief amount of time to get some things done, take care of a few things, and then we go home. That's where our greatness really is. That's where we're really settled. That's where we are. And you know what? If you want to be proud of your identity there. I am Shaykh to Hashem's close circle. That's something to be proud of. But if you can get a little too proud of your achievements in this world, so think Alexander the Great. Are you anywhere near his accomplishments? And where is he now? And where's his empire now? And then what am I? Now, so again, this might sound depressing, but it shouldn't be, because what we're trying to do here is, on the contrary, remove your focus, remove your stakes from the material world. You want to have gaiva? You can have gaiva. It's very kosher gaiva. Get your gaiva from the fact that you are a ben keil choy, right? That you are a tzelem elikim. Feel very, very great about that. Have the right perspective about it. Of course, you have to be humbled before the Elohim himself. And you also, part of that greatness is to look around at the other Jews around you in the same way. Look how great he is. He's a Tzelem Elohim. He's a Ben Keil Choy. Now, but if your stakes are in the material world, then yes, this is very depressing, the things we've been learning. If a person's mind, if he's bearing in mind these 7 points that we've been discussing, one at a time, not all seven at the same time, one at a time, then yes, he will feel submissive and humble before Hashem. Until Kniya becomes something natural. He's always walking around feeling humbled in that great presence. Because when a person really does gain the mid of Kniya, then he'll already be distanced from all the damage caused by Gaiva, etc. This is Mamish the Ramban in the Igeres, right? In his Igeres, right? That the more you accustom yourself to talk in soft tones with everybody you meet, never to get excited, you will naturally become a more humble person. You'll be distanced from Gaiva. You'll move from there to true Anava, and you'll be reaching the highest of Madregas, right? Like the pasuk says, so let's again appreciate that when we're talking about anava, when we're talking about humility, we're not talking about something in a vacuum. Don't think high of yourself. We're talking about a very sublime mida of always feeling awed at being in that great presence. It's the epitome of shivisi Hashem anegni tam. It is anava. That's why it says ekev anava yiras Hashem, right? Yiras Hashem brings you to the beginning of the Midah of Anova. If you can really gain, what is Yiras Shamayim? Yiras Shamayim means keen awareness of Hashem. If you can really, really be kind of that, and you move to a place of feeling naturally humbled. That's why Anava is the next Madrega that comes. It stems from Yiras Shamayim. It's like the Pasuk says, Bavotia Yirasa Apnecha Lebilti Techeto. Hashem wants His awe to be on your faces always so that you'll never sin. V'amru Chazal. It's like Chazal said, Histakel B'shloisha Dvarim V'enata Bali De'aver. Right? We kept referring to this. He was obviously alluding to it throughout this whole perek. Keep three things in mind, and they'll distance you from sin. Dame Ayin Basa. Remember your humble beginnings. Ulana Tahilech. Remember the end. Picture it. Very real. Picture yourself in 100 years from now. And to really be picturing having to actually give that great accounting. If you really keep these three things in mind, then you will be exactly in the right place constantly. Bezos Hashem. Okay, we'll stop here for tonight. Welcome to you.